I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. How many times have someone asked you, how are you? And you answer, oh, I'm fine. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Oh, yeah, I'm too blessed to be stressed. But it was far, far, far from the truth. You were saying one thing and meaning something else. Sometimes we say things out of habit like, oh, everything's going to be all right. I know how you feel. Or we say things to make somebody else feel good, even if it's not the truth. Or we say things with feeling that have absolutely no follow through. Hey, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. But in the end, you don't. Or we say them because they are part of our cultural lexicon. Makes you wonder if God has a hit list of things we say out of habit with no follow through, or it's part of our church cultural language. A talk is cheap list. And what do you think is on God's list, the talk is cheap list? What about here am I, send me? We say it sometimes in a moment of conviction, or in response to the preached word of God or at an invitation, but then secretly hoping God won't send us, or if God does send us, it won't be too far outside of our comfort zones. Isaiah the prophet overheard a heavenly discussion and responded immediately. Now understand, the prophet's life then and now is not just a bowl of cherries. It can be tough giving God's declarations. Isaiah's yes was yes, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And he spoke with conviction and commitment. His integrity demonstrated a deeper level than mere lip service. So, what does that say to us? Make your words matter today. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Enrich, not cheapen, your conversation so that you will glorify God, not only in what you say, but also in what you do. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. As William Howells writes, an acre of performance is worth a whole world of promise. Or as the Bible says, let your yeas be yeas and your nays be nays.